Drew, some people are very, very excited about the victory of Donald Trump.
Yeah, and one of those is Pauline Hanson. She was one of the first people to congratulate Donald Trump via Twitter. Mr. President, my door will always be open. Congrats on behalf of the Pauline Hansons, One Nation Party of Australia.
All right, let's find out exactly why she's excited about it. Pauline Hanson, very good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Hi.
Good. What are the positives? What is it about Donald Trump that that you like and that you support?
I like the fact that he says, I'm here for America, I'm going to represent you, and he wants to get the country back to being great once again. He wants to start infrastructure projects, he wants to stop the illegals coming into the country, he wants to rebuild it, industries, manufacturing, infrastructure. I think it's great, and that's what America needs.
Do you think he can do it?
Look, I have the utmost faith. Look, the whole fact is, have the others done it? No, because yep. America has gone down the drain. Their standard of living is disgraceful in parts. I've travelled from New York up past up to Niagara Falls by car. The townships, and this is going back about 15 years ago, they were desolate. They were destitute, living in their caravans or motorhomes, they call it over there. And the place is an absolute mess. So you can't tell me yep. that Obama or the Bush or even Clinton, and she's been around for, 30 years? I don't trust her. I think she's a liar, and I don't think she's right for the country. So give Trump a go.
And that's what it sounds like. The voters have voted for him for hope that he can do it because they know what they were going to get out of Hillary.
Well, listen, guys, the same thing happened to me over here. No one predicted that I would actually win 4 Senate seats. The general feeling of the public, they're fed up with the establishment. They're fed up with the United Nations and other organisations around the world telling us and taking away our democracy. And we are, you know, we've lost so much. You know, job security, homes, these are all things that came to us very easily years ago. We could walk in one door into another and we'd have a job. We're bringing too many people in the country that we're bursting the seams with the infrastructure we haven't got to provide for them. So these things, it's simmering away there. To me, this is saying people power is starting to rise up around the world, the same as what's happened in Brexit. They're saying, we are sick and tired of the path that you have had us headed down. You are the elites of this world. You are trying to control us and take away our voices, our democracy, and people saying, no, we've had enough. So that's what's happening.
Pauline, just on the one thing you raised about illegal immigrants, he has been very, very outspoken about that, and it's something you're passionate about as well. But how does he do this? He's talking about, we've heard him talk about build a wall between the USA and Mexico. I mean, that's unrealistic, surely.
Look, I don't. Maybe that was a matter of words that he said at the time. I actually spoke to an Australian that's actually gone over to America, an American. She's actually become a border security officer, and this is a couple of months ago. She actually said they've got 10,000 a day coming across. They can't capture all of them and send them back. America is bursting at the seams, and they can't keep going down this line. They're actually building tunnels. They're going underneath it, you know, these extensive tunnels. So it is a huge problem. He's got to do something about it. The others haven't been able to do anything about it. Is building the wall, or was it just a matter of words, play on words? Let's see how it pans out and what he actually does do.
All right. One other thing on these illegal immigrants. He said that immediately he will deport 11 million Mexicans. Now, I don't expect you to understand how he's going to do that, but it's a big call to make. how do you just round up 11 million people overnight and say, right, you're going back to Mexico, isn't it?
Look, to me, there is going to be a big problem with that, because what's happened in America as well is that these ones that come in from South America, they actually are workers, and they go in and they will do the jobs that Americans won't do.
Yep.
We see the same thing happening here in Australia. Okay, now, they're going to be devastated if they actually are deported out of the country. I think the best way of these ones that are, workers and are contributing to the country and working, that there should be an amnesty to actually allow them to actually reapply and stay in the country. Those others that don't, then okay, then he might decide to round them up and deport them out of the country. But America can't keep going the way that it's going with the numbers they have in there.
Mm. All right, Pauline, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And obviously, there's going to be so much to talk about in the weeks to come with the victory of Donald Trump. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
There you go, Pauline Hanson.